Welcome to Real Weddings with Sarah. I'm Sarah Kennedy from The Isle by Sarah Kennedy, one of Ireland's leading sources for wedding inspiration, advice and support. Real Weddings with Sarah brings you an inside scoop of some of Ireland's best loved personalities and celebrity weddings, as well as some stellar wedding advice. Join me as I indulge on all the wedding gossip.
Welcome back. Oh my God. Welcome back to this season's podcast. I can't believe I'm back. After all this time off, here I am bringing you the Bridal Suite series. But before I jump in and tell you a little bit about that, I want to let you know that this season's podcast is brought to you by Aurelia Cosmetic Clinics. They are covering everything from bridal beauty prep, from facial treatments, skin correction, right through to Botox and even surgical procedures. But you can learn more over at aurelia.ie. Now, let me tell you this. I am finally taking this podcast a little bit on the road to report live from some beautiful bridal suites around the country. So I couldn't not do where it all started for me, right here in the glorious Station House Hotel in Kilmessan. So my first couple of episodes are going to be right here in this gorgeous bridal suite. This is the master suite. It is absolutely stunning. And there's also a second bridal suite, which is the Signal Box, which is the little house that stands outside. So you can learn more over at stationhousehotel.ie. But look, it's just little old me today, because this episode is called You're Engaged, Now What? Right? So you've waited this time, the ring has gone on the finger, and now you kind of have to get your act in gear and you have to figure out, oh, how are we going to pay for it? What are we going to do? How many people are we bringing? You know, what am I going to wear? All of these issues and all these ideas start to buzz around in your head. So I have a very simple strategic framework, because we do love a little bit of a framework here, that is going to bring you through just the overarching big picture of planning. So introducing the plan method, P-L-A-N. Yes, it puts the plan in wedding planning. Right. So bear with me on this. Okay. So number one, P is for pause. Like, Sarah, sorry, what? I've got this ring on my finger. I need to get going now. You don't, right? Just bear with me. There's plenty of time for the excitement, right? I hate to be bah humbug here. So what you're going to do in the pause phase is you're actually going to enjoy yourself, enjoy the party. You're not going to be thinking of anything. You're actually going to have a lovely free brain. People are going to be throwing their stuff at you. Deflect, right? Pause is really about where both of you can sit down, start having just a little bit of a come together to go, okay, what is it that we want? You're going to start having those loose conversations, but this is all around pausing. You're not jumping in straight away booking venues. You're not jumping in booking suppliers and locking in dates. You don't do any of that yet. First of all, this is a stage where a lot of couples don't actually sit down and go through the detail of what they have in their heads of what a good wedding looks like. This is where one might say, well, I want to bring the whole football team. And the other is saying, no, we're going abroad and we're going to have 80 people. Like, that is a very big conflict of visual for your day. So the pause section allows you to have that breathing space to actually just tease out those ideas and even start nudging some of those conversations around a little bit about money in terms of what you're comfortable actually parting with and how much emphasis and priority you're going to put on it. Because let's face it, we're in the craziest stage. You are the sandwich generation at the moment, because you're getting sandwiched from everywhere. You're trying to buy a house. You're trying to get married. You're trying to have kids. And maybe not all of you are trying to have kids. But there's so much that you have to pay for and build to build your lives together. And it's a big overhead. So the pause phase allows you just to step out, get on the same page and think about, okay, what is it that we actually want as a couple? Right? And negotiate and compromise. Probably the first time you're going to have to really compromise in your relationship. Okay, so we've got pause. Stop. Pause. Listen. Learn. Talk. Don't let anybody else in at this phase. Don't be telling anybody your ideas. Keep everybody out. They're all going to throw their stuff at you and you're going to be all over the place. Pause is about clarity and crispness. Now you're good and you can now go to the look phase. So we've done P, we're now on L, the look phase. So look is where you actually do the looking, okay? You've already matched out this big picture idea. Now when you go to look, everything should be aligned with this big picture. So even if you've both agreed we want a country house venue like here, the glorious Station House Hotel, then why is one person going off looking at abroad? That's not what the big picture was. So look allows you to narrow down your choices and get very specific about looking at what it is that you want to deliver on. In the look phase, you're going to look at your budget. You're going to think about, do we've already savings? Do we need to save from scratch? Are we going to have to get help from parents? Are we getting a loan? Like, these are conversations where you need to lay bare your financial situation to each other. And for some couples, and believe it or not, I know a lot of you live together, but for some couples, they haven't actually ever really had deep conversations about money. So in this phase, you want to be thinking about, okay, if an average wedding in Ireland is bandied at anything from 30, 40K, whatever is comfortable, you need to actually go, okay, park what everybody else is saying a wedding is going to cost until you go shop the market. But what you're going to think about is, what can we reasonably save between now and then? So majority of the booking windows at the moment that I'm seeing are about 18 months to 2 years out. So what can you actually save while paying your rent, while paying a mortgage, while feeding your children? What can you do in that time? And that's the budget you should be working from. I find a lot of couples go shop the market, fall in love with things, and then have to try and reverse engineer to find that money. Look, either way, do you. But at least you're on the same page about that financially. That's really, really important. Now, the next piece that you're going to do is, once you get an idea of your money and your budget and how all this is going to come together, you're going to look at your guest list. Okay, so this is really important. In the P phase, you already decided whether it's going to be big or small. Now you're going to start putting pen to paper. You don't have to have an exact list, but what you should be doing at this stage is starting to jot down the names of the people who are definites and people who are maybe. So think about your A squad and your B squad, okay? People will drop out of A and B can come in. That's all good. But you should be at this stage thinking about the size of wedding, because once you know the money, once you know how many people, the amount of people define really how much you're going to have to spend in a bulk, but also it defines the size of venue that you're going to have, all of those different things. So start thinking about that in that look phase, okay? So you're doing a lot of the practicalities, a lot of the groundwork, you're getting all of that in your P&L phase. So now we move on to the agree section, which is your A. So we've got P&L sorted. You're on the same page, you've done your desk research. Agree is now where you actually go and agree what it is that you're going to start investigating. You cannot move any further without agreeing the vendors and suppliers, whatever it is, with your date-sensitive items. You have no wedding without a date, okay? So your date-sensitive items, number one is, you need to get your venue first. You then need to get your ceremony, and sometimes you need to bounce between the two. So if you're getting married in a church, you might need their availability, or your celebrant, the civil registrar, you need to balance those dates. So number one is, the first things you're going to shop for, your venue, number one. So this is the biggest bulk that you're going to spend. This is going to take up 70% of your budget. In some cases, you might get away with 50% of your budget, depending on how you format it, but it is going to take up the biggest chunk of change in your budget. So this is where we start thinking about, we've already decided it's going to be country house, it's abroad, it's this amount of people. You've got all that work done. Now you can go and shop and narrow, rather than going, oh, a castle, oh, a country house, oh, Portugal or whatever. You now know, no, we're going for a castle in Ireland, which narrows our choices to these five places because we only want to be within an hour's drive of each other. Okay. That is perfect. You then get that list, and what you're going to start doing at that stage is researching, looking at their reviews, looking at their socials, looking at their websites. You're going to start getting that fine-tuned list of where you're physically going to go and view. When you get your venue boxed off, we move into the next stage, but you rinse and repeat this method of agree every time you go to book a different supplier. But just come back to those date-sensitive items. These are the suppliers, once you book your venue, that can only take one of anything a day. So that might be your makeup artist, your hair, your photographer, your videographer, maybe even your content creator. They can only do one a day, and that's what you're looking at. You need to get those date-sensitive items booked after you get your venue and celebrant booked, okay? You don't have to do it all at once. You can take one a week, you can take one a month, whatever you're comfortable with. But really remind yourself, in the next phase, you're going to start putting money down, okay? So now we get to the N, which is navigate, negotiate. All right, so this is the final piece. So you've done all of the good research. You're going in very clear and concise about what it is you want. You're actually able to weigh up your options, and you're not conflicted with, well, do I want, like, you don't want to get to this stage and only then decide whether you want a country house or a castle, okay? That's not where you want to be, because you can't price compare those two. So at least if you've narrowed down your three castles, at this stage when you start to navigate, you're going to go out, you're going to do your viewings. You're going to look around, you're going to weigh up your price options. You're going to start to see, okay, well, what are the pros and cons? Your pros and cons aren't just financial. They're also emotive things. So it might be the aesthetic, the look and feel, you know, how the wedding coordinator made you feel. It might even be how many rooms you're going to get, how many, whatever that might be. All of these pros and cons you need to put down on paper so that you can actually judge and compare very easily, because that's what's going to make you confident when you go to physically negotiate. So in the negotiate phase, this is where you are laying it down with the coordinator to go and book your venue. And I'm focusing on venue here as a first point because you can then rinse and repeat this method across every single thing that you book. But what you're trying to do here is saying, look, it's between you and another place. They're giving me X, Y, and Z. And maybe you want to give them an opportunity to come back and say, well, we could match that. Or what you may want to do at that stage is go, okay, they may not give us any added value or give us a discount here, but at least we know when we're booking that we've booked it, knowing why we've booked it and how we are happy to rule out something cheaper because we're actually getting the experience we want. And I think that's really important because I tend to find that a couple of months out, people rush this phase and book things really quickly. And then a couple of weeks or a couple of months before their wedding, they're like, I don't know if I rushed it and now I'm not happy and I didn't really understand this term that they had and I didn't realize that we'd have to be out this time the next day. Take your time with this, okay? So in the navigate, negotiate, you're trying to navigate what this vendor, venue, supplier has on offer. In the negotiate, you're actually putting pen to paper and you're committing to booking this particular piece. When you go to book, you need to be very clear, guys. Don't just go ahead and sign the paper that's put in front of you. You need to read the terms and conditions. So many couples really got the land of their life when COVID kicked in. And lest we forget, I don't want to be going back there. But there are terms and conditions that if you decide that we need to move a date or we've changed our mind or something has happened, you've got pregnant, I don't know, but you have to change, you have to pivot. You need to look at the terms and conditions to know where you stand financially and where you stand within their contract of what you have to deliver, etc. So in that negotiate phase, read your terms and conditions. Your terms and conditions are also brilliant at telling you when you're expected to pay at different stages, okay? They'll also tell you when your supplier needs you to tell them things and when things are expected and what is that cutoff point of when you can drop things in, you know, the day before, night before. All of those different things should be laid down in your terms and conditions. So in that phase, what you want to do is sit down with whoever you're booking, whether it's a photographer, a venue, whatever it might be, talk through anything you're not clear of in those terms, conditions and ask them, what do they mean? Because I can tell you some of the language in some of them are completely bonkers. So you want to sit down, go through those different pieces and then ask them out clearly, say, can you give me a timeline in layman's terms of when you're going to need things from me or when you are going to be engaging with me? Because that helps you when you need to go and build your timeline. So you know, okay, 6 months out from the wedding, we need to pay off another 3,000 euros off our wedding, or we need to have a second deposit due, or we need to know how many people are coming. We need to know the exact number, whatever it is. You need to know those timelines that they need so that they can make your wedding as perfect as they possibly can. You'll also need to let things like your photographer know. Are there people there that you really want to capture? Are there particular types of photos you want to get? A lot of that will be ironed out later, you know, in the later stages, but it's always good to give them as much upfront knowledge as you can. So if we bring it back, P, pause, take your time, get on the same page. L is about looking. It's about looking at your options. It's about looking at your situation. A is about agreeing what the vision is and narrowing your choices. Navigate, negotiate. That is really about actually shopping. There is so much more I could go into on all of those sections, but I just wanted to give you a very short, quick whistle-stop tour. You can learn so much more about this. I have so much more detail up over my website on theislebysarahkennedy.ie or my book. So I have a fantastic book which breaks down every single section of every single thing that you need to book and gives you the step-by-step guide, chapter and verse. You can download it or you can buy it online. The physical book. So you will be completely armed and dangerous knowing all your options. So guys, first of all, please enjoy your engagement. This is such an amazing thing. If I could turn back the clock and go back to one day in my life, it'd be my engagement party. It was absolutely brilliant. So really cherish these moments. Don't be rushing into everything. Don't be running yourself into all sorts of debt. Don't get carried away. Get good foundations in your bookings. And you can always DM me if you're stuck, okay? Guys, thank you. And I'll see you on the next episode.